I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch this show live. Say hi to Vaughn. Vaughn the Wizard, everybody. He's running
Tell
cameras.
Your mom about us, too, would you?
Yeah, please. Oh, my God. And your dad. Tell everyone you know.
All right.
Yeah. Put out, like, a one of those blanket emails. Oh, my God, the sunrise is so beautiful.
Is it, though?
I don't know if Vaughn can catch that on the camera, but it is. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. That's a direct link to the Looking Glass. We got cameras on us all morning. We're live while we're live, and then the rest of the day, he loops the day's show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Don't Do It Yourself. Leave it to the experts at Floracraft in San Francisco for service and savings during their DIY sale. Going on now. Their experts will help you with your flooring, kitchen, plumbing, fixtures, appliances, and windows with Hunter Douglas. Go to floorcrafthome.com. Here's what's happening. So I did want to mention a few of the coronavirus stories I have crossing. I won't spend the whole break on it.
All right.
I won't even spend that long at all on it.
Well,
I know
look,
that they moved the ship up to the Oakland port and they've started getting people off of it. And that was the big news, was the ship coming under the Golden Gate Bridge. Mm. KCBS put out the picture of it, and I was like, well, there it is.
Yeah. There's already people suing. Two of the passengers who were on there.
Are suing whom?
They're suing Princess Cruise Lines because the staff that was on the boat remained on the boat. So when all the sick people got off, they said they didn't screen anybody, they didn't do anything. I suppose the Princess Cruise Lines will say, we didn't know.
Wow. All right. Well,
they're just the first couple to sue. I have a feeling this is going to be ugly. Apparently, the cruise industry hasn't shut down either.
Well, but everyone has been warned by the government of the United States to not go on cruises.
Ships are setting out, though. People make these plans years in advance. Like, oh, it won't happen to us. Fine.
My Aunt Julie canceled her cruise.
Did she?
She was planning to go in a couple weeks in Atlanta. But she lived here when we first moved here.
Mm-hmm. She's the one who said, all the money goes so much further in Atlanta.
They both did. Both my aunts were living here. And she owned a house in Redwood City, which she sold and went and bought the biggest house with the biggest land you've ever seen.
Right.
And it's just her and her husband, my Uncle Bill. My Uncle Bill is the guy who mounted my butt.
And by that you mean we had a plaster cast made of Vinny's butt. And
remember, he
mounted
it on a wood frame.
On a frame. Mm-hmm. That's, you just have to be careful with wording.
I don't know what you mean. He did a great job. It came out great.
Can you just isolate that so we can...
You got it.
Next time he's saying Tucker and I made out, you can be like, well, at least my Uncle Bill didn't mount my butt. On a frame.
That we presented to the 49ers that was on the sidelines of the 49er games on that historic run
all
through the playoffs.
All of that irrelevant when all you say is my Uncle Bill mounted
whatever. You know who I'm talking about now. They sold their house here in Redwood City. And he got so much land, he was able to buy those earth mover things?
Oh, like a bulldozer?
Yeah. Yep.
A digger?
Like
a bobcat?
The kind of thing a guy wants.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm going to move Earth.
I know so many. John is always, he has a dream that he owns a little bobcat.
to move earth with?
Just, you know, I want to dig some trenches. Right. I want to level this part out and make a road. All right, John.
Here are some key...
Bryn is nodding. Bryn wants an earth mover, too.
Yeah.
Do you want a bulldozer?
4 hours yesterday digging a trench.
Oh,
you did?
Yeah, you see my activity ring?
No, I didn't see it.
It was like 1,200 calories.
Really?
Exhausting.
Dang.
How are your hands today? Digging sucks.
1,200 is quite a... That's a workout.
Scabs and stuff, but it's fine. Sore.
Wait, what is it for? Sprinklers or what?
Yeah, just some yard work.
Oh,
yeah,
we don't want to talk about it. I got it.
You know,
on January 20th.
Yes, this year?
Of this year, the WHO situation report number one found 278 cases of coronavirus in China with 6 deaths, plus 4 other cases across Asia with no deaths. That was the worldwide total.
Hmm. So that was 1.5 months ago.
Right. That's the World Health Organization report number one. 278 cases in China, 6 deaths. As of yesterday, the WHO situation report number 49, there were 109,577 confirmed cases worldwide across more than 100 countries and territories, up almost 4,000 from the day before. There have been 3,809 deaths worldwide, up 225 from the day before. So you can see in a very short period of time, things have escalated.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are horrifying numbers.
Right. Now, after things, it seemed to be getting out of hand, China shut down and did a great job from there quieting the spread.
Well, also quieting the news output, because the people that they confined were in the counts of millions. I mean, let's hope there's no new cases there. What we really don't know is what's real and what isn't.
The most important news out there is for people who are elderly or who have health conditions, they're at the greatest risk of coronavirus. It ends up becoming, from what I've been able to read, pneumonia, which often takes out older people.
Absolutely.
So this is the
warning that,
they're putting out there is if you're older, if you have underlying health, which often, I hate to say it, but people who go on cruises are often...
elderly.
Mm-hmm. They're into it.
Yep. Well, it's leisurely. They get to go see a lot of stuff without having to do a whole lot of moving. That's what you want when you're old.
I don't.
You're not old yet. You don't know.
No, I'm pretty
Maybe
sure.
Maybe you'll want to. Maybe you'll hit 80 and be like,
I'll tell you what I need to do.
I cruise.
I've come of the opinion that if I want to travel, I need to do it in the next 10, 15 years, not later when I'm 80. Mm. You don't want to be sleeping in random beds that are uncomfortable when you're 80.
Oh, 100% agree with you.
That's like traveling at 80 would
be... It's tough. It's a lot. You got a lot of junk and all your pill boxes you got to take with you everywhere.
Oh, good.
You know. Yeah, you want to, if you can do it, you want to travel. Well, it's so nice traveling with your family, too. They really are incredible bonding experiences.
My friend just told me she's going to Paris with her daughters.
It's great.
It's great, except it's, you know, coronavirus would be the easy reason to say we can't go on the trip, right?
It would be easy for you. For other people, it would be like a super hard decision that they had to make to cancel their long-awaited trip.
Well, they're
going.
For
you, you'd be like, oh, well, no, I heard someone coughing once, and I am not going on that trip. That's an easy reason.
I don't want no trouble.
Yeah, I'm with you, but many people actually enjoy traveling. They don't mind sleeping in a bed and don't have to bring all their own bedding with them.
All right, you got me there, but still, when you think of me, remember my motto. I don't want no trouble.
Mm.
All right?
That's your motto?
Yeah.
All right.
What's your motto?
I don't have one.
Don't make fun of my motto until
Not
I hear yours.
Not making fun of it. I just didn't realize that was it. I'm trying to mark it in my brain now so I know what your damn motto is. I don't want no trouble.
Right.
I thought it was hope you get laid.
Well, that's, you
know. Overwhelming feelings of concern.
No, that's not it.
That's true. What is your motto? Oh.
My motto is I don't want no trouble.
All right. Somebody mark that down.
Mark it down. You don't need to mark it down. Mm-hmm. Ask me if you don't remember and I'll tell you. It's I don't want no trouble.
Remember to ask him on Friday what his motto is. Please write that down.
You think I'll forget? I won't forget.
We'll find out if it's really your motto or not. If it's really your motto, it'll flow right out of your mouth. Please don't forget.
What do you have to... Okay, so we're done with the coronavirus, okay? So there it is.
That was great.
There's some numbers for you. Yes. And oh, one last thing. Here in Santa Clara County, they've put a ban on large public gatherings of over 1,000 people, which is clearly going to cause issues for sporting events and concerts.
And colleges. A lot of colleges are now saying, we're doing all classes remote. Berkeley is doing that. Classes over a certain size, they have to have some kind of remote access to the lecturer's material. And only clubs that can meet with a 10-foot space between the members of the club are allowed to meet.
That is so weird.
It's bizarre.
That's what your kid told you, right?
Yeah. He goes, no, I'm not coming home. I'm going to, you know, I'll be able to do some of my classwork, and then my clubs have few enough members that we could stand 10 feet apart. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a really fun meeting.
What do you have to go through with someone before they're your best friend?
A lot.
I agree. Yeah. A lot.
And you have to have counted on them, and they have to have come through for you, and they have to have counted on you, and you must have unselfishly done whatever it took.
Right. A new survey asked people what it takes for someone to be their best friend. The average person says they need to be friends with that person for 4 years and go through 4 intense personal experiences together.
Mm-hmm. And they have to keep all your secrets. If you confide something in the person you think is your best friend and it starts to come back around to you, that's not your best friend, you know?
You have to trust them.
Build trust.
Your best friend resume should include going through something traumatic, going on vacation.
That's a good test.
Right. Going on a road trip. Talking regularly on the phone or texting at least once a day. Showing loyalty and having each other's back. On the list of ways you have a best friend or just... someone you know.
Right.
A friend.
It's funny. I know who my closest friends are because I know what I'll tolerate hearing about them. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I have some good friends that aren't friends with other friends of mine, and I won't hear a word against them. But other friends, I'm like, oh, yeah, what did you hear? You know? So I know those are more like acquaintances. But there's other people who I'm like, I don't want to hear another word about her come out of your mouth. That's my friend.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't say it like I'm going to break up with you. I was like, I wouldn't tolerate the other person.
Well, no, you just made the put up your Duke sign. You're clearly, going to throw blows.
I think that if you are really friends with someone, you don't want to hear what the idle gossip is or hear someone's negative opinion about them. Don't you think?
Sure.
Like, I wouldn't sit and listen to someone say something about you. So, God, that is not, I don't want to hear that.
Well, that's nice of you, but I wouldn't want you to, I'm a big boy. I realize I'm out there too. So there's going to be opinions of me. I'm not surprised.
I don't need to sit there and act like I'm in agreement.
No, that's nice. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
But we've been doing this long enough and we get enough love at this job.
I ever had.
That the occasional person who's like, oh, that guy. I'm like,
yeah, well, we both look at each other and we go, that guy doesn't know you. Doesn't know me. Oh, nice.
Love you.
I don't know this song. Who is this?
Weezer. You don't know Weezer when you hear him?
I didn't know that was Weezer.
Listen. You love Weezer.
I do love Weezer. I don't know this song. That's a good one. I like the Cake song. Friend is a four-letter word. That's not about good friends, though.
It's. I'll tell you something. I have newer friends that I consider best friends or good friends, but there's something about those people that you grew up with that, like Jason Sisko or Billy, my friend Billy. Like,
and you don't have to talk to them every day on the phone or text them every day. You pick it right back up, and in need, they could call you, and vice versa.
Right.
I don't like that qualifier that you have to talk every day on the phone. F that.
That underlying foundation that goes all the way back to. There we were under a bridge trying cloves together.
Sure.
Like, that's just too stupid to, you know,
right?
Who'd you do that with? I did that with Jason Sisko.
Right. Those, because those were when you were becoming you.
Right.
You know, as you were finding out who you were, these were the people who were with you. It's hard to make really close friends the older you get, I think. You go through another period, like when you have babies, you meet other parents going through right. the same thing, and you do get some really good friends out of that. But it's the people that you came up with that are always going to be the ones you cast your mind mm-hmm. back to. And I don't like that whole quality. My best friends know I don't want to be on the phone. So
I know. I call.
Yeah, if you called me every day, we would not be best friends. Even if I did take your call.
How about a fast fact?
I love those.
Ronald Reagan was a lifeguard in high school, and he saved 77 people from drowning.
Wow. What a hero.
That is pretty good, right?
Yeah. Our president should be heroes.
Agreed. The math problem that Matt Damon solves.
Matt Damon. Oh. How you like them apples? Matt Damon.
The math problem that Matt Damon solves in Good Will Hunting isn't actually very hard, according to a mathematician from Cambridge.
Oh, good for you.
And even someone who wasn't a mathematician could probably solve it. Did you solve it?
No.
You didn't solve it?
No.
That's totally something you do.
It looked like that math language is written. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I'll just enjoy the movie for the parts that I don't have to be smart enough to comprehend.
Like the love story.
Michael Jordan got his degree in cultural geography from the University of North Carolina because his backup plan after basketball was to be a weatherman.
Cultural geology?
Geography.
Geography? How does that figure into weatherman?
I have no idea.
Yeah. That just sounds like...
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
The teachers in those classes will give me A's and I'll... ace this. And then I'll become a world famous basketball player.
The best basketball player of all time, according to most people's. Mm.
Well, the Larry Bird side. They don't agree, but.
You think there's anyone in the world that's not.
McDonald's. Hello. Did you see the ads? That was the only person they could put up against him.
Anyway.
Off the tree, through the fence.
I got it, but. Nobody outside of Boston thinks Larry Bird is the best basketball player of all time. Good.
French Lick, Indiana. They like him there, too.
Sure, they do. You're right.
He's our guy. Oh. Wow. Where's the Larry song? Oh, I'm on fire today.
You are on a roll. Great job.
Thank you.
What's your motto again?
I don't have one. Oh. What's yours?
I don't want no trouble.
Let's measure the length of the pause on Friday.
You don't need to do that.
We'll see. Took you 5 seconds just now, and you just did that story 3 minutes ago.
I just, you know. You're right. I hope you get laid is a good one, but.
Not really a motto.
I just don't want no trouble. Here's an example of me not wanting trouble. I got a ticket. I don't know. 4 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm waiting for this thing to come in the mail to tell me what I owe. It was a minor traffic thing. A little speeding. I was a little speeding. Barely, though. I was doing they said I was doing 71 and a 55. I think I was doing like 67 or something like that.
Still speeding.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Got it.
Rookie barely even had his mustache grown in.
Should have given them the prevailing conditions argument.
You're going to really give me a ticket for this?
You know that you shouldn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Right. But you shouldn't say it now either.
It was written
might
all
know.
Over this face. Anyway, the point is I didn't get my thing in the mail and I'm starting to fret because I don't want no trouble.
Right.
And I just want to pay
Unpaid
them.
Ticket?
And just
no.
get, I just want to, I don't want it. I don't need warrants. I don't need no trouble.
Right.
Try to pay it online because I hadn't gotten the thing sent in the mail, and the thing keeps spitting me out.
Yeah, because you don't have a citation.
No, I had this anyway. Oh. So I can't pay it. I call the court. They're like, "It's not working." Well, that's weird. I'm like, "Great, now I'm in the government."
Like, this should be fun. This won't eat my whole day.
They're so happy to not know. You know what I mean?
Put you on hold for a minute.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't work.
Always works.
Well, let me ask about that whole death. I'm sitting there in my room going, phew.
And then what?
And then they're like, "Can you try another browser? I'm on Chrome. It's the premier browser. Why wouldn't that work?"
So you did try another browser,
and it worked. But that wasn't that shouldn't have been the reason.
Oh my God.
Anyway, the point is...
Is there a point?
I don't want no trouble. And so I paid them, but I had to go hunt down how to get them their money because they hadn't sent me the thing I was supposed to get.
You should have Googled it. Why won't this thing? Oh, switch off Chrome. I don't know. I might have the answer.
You think Google would say you should get off Chrome?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they should be like, oh, man, go back to it. What was the first one there? Safari?
That's the one I used that got me...
Netscape was the first browser.
And that the lady goes, "Well, we use Internet Explorer here. Do you have that one?" I'm like, "No, I don't. Are you going to ask me to download a different browser? Well, do you want to? You can come down. How about you come here and pay?" I'm like, "Oh my God.
Oh.
I don't want trouble, but I mean.
But I also don't want to visit you.
No.
I hate you."
Anyway, I don't hate her.
No.
She's just a government worker who loves not to know.
Right.
I don't know.
She was sweet about it, right?
She was very nice about
not
knowing.
And she made
knowing.
Suggestions that did work.
Hold on a long time. I'll be back.
Let me check on that.
Oh, boy.
Yep. You were there?
Yeah. I was there.
God, that is... Your call is important to us. Please remain on the line. The approximate wait time is 3 hours and 14 minutes.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple texts. Happy birthday to my dear friend Brandy. Oh, we did that
one. Oh, Brandy. Yeah, he wants to sing the song again.
No, I don't. This is crazy. It's too late.
Damn it.
My 8-year-old son calls down there his weak spot.
Weak spot?
He's 8.
So he already knows.
And he already knows.
It's my kryptonite.
That's my
that
Achilles.
That thing gets me every time.
Right. It is true.
Maybe he means his wee spot, but it came out weak spot, and then they reinforced that.
I don't know. I don't
or,
know what.
You know, where
he...
I weak from.
Oh, all right. Fleets are nice. That's the disappearing version of tweets.
Right. Is that happening already?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Fleets are nice, but who is going to teach these children and some adults that nothing really disappears from the internet?
Right. Somebody screen captured it.
650 says, "What has Vinny been eating to lose all the weight?" Nothing.
Yeah.
I get one look at dinner and go, "Go to bed, you guys."
That's not cool, man. You got to sit down. Do your best. Give it a try.
It's hard.
You said you don't want no trouble, but there you are blowing all these people you love off. You don't like the food they're eating.
I can't do cod again.
You can. You can do it. It's like, fine. You'll live.
Cod again.
Just eat the friggin' fish. Cod's delicious.
Cod is delicious, but you haven't had it every day.
Yeah, it's true. I would get sick of it. But I would want to be with my family. Gathered around the...
How would you like to lose 15 pounds, though?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it through starvation.
Well, I'm not trying to.
I get that.
It's not...
I find that when I sit at the table, I actually do wind up eating something.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. There it is in front of you. All right, I'll eat that. Can't help myself.
I'm out of time.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you what Tom Brady's plan is.
He doesn't know.
Harry does.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.